Hello, and welcome to the blog. This blog is about short management training courses. Where can you find a good short management training course? You need to find a short management training course because you are a manager, and you have recently come to the realization that you have never had any training in management techniques, and that lack of training is resulting in you having difficulty with some of the management issues that you are facing on a daily basis. What you need now is to find a short management training course that will give you all the essential skills and knowledge that will allow you to feel more confident and be more effective as a leader manager. You will feel more confident and you will be more effective because you will know the correct management principles and you will know how to apply them in trying to deal with the difficult management issues that you face every day. Question: what are the management principles and skills that you need to know? Answer: there are 6 management principles, and each has a specific set of skills that you should know in order to apply the principles. Here is a list of the 6 most important management principles. 1. Goal setting skills. 2. Accurate communication skills. 3. Time management and planning skills. 4. Rational conflict management skills. 5. Self-discipline and self-control. Self-management skills. 6. Leadership skills. If you want to attend a short management course, then you should make sure that it covers all these themes. Why is each of these themes important? Let us look at each one. 1. Goal setting skills. Obviously, do you want to be a successful manager? But how do you define success? You can define success as the attainment of a worthwhile and valuable goal. From this, we can say that success without goals is impossible. And therefore, goal setting skills are an integral part of success as a manager. You cannot achieve a goal that does not exist. You cannot hit a non-existent target. Therefore, the manager must know all there is about goal setting. Setting the goal gives the team a clear target. It gives unity of purpose. Goals act as the purpose for which all future plans will be built. Goals help to prioritize tasks, since only those tasks that are consistent with the achievement of the goal are important. Question: how much do you think about goal setting? Question: are you an ardent goal setter? Are you a goal-focused individual? If you are going to attend a management course, the first thing you should do is check that the course covers goal setting skills. 2. Accurate communication skills. Now you have goals, you have something to talk about. You must communicate your goals to everyone in the team. And that communication must be constructed from the use of highly accurate language. We cannot afford the use of sloppy, incoherent or ambiguous language. Why not? Because communication is the accurate transfer of information, and that means that your language must be accurate. Inaccurate, vague instructions, and sloppy formulations will cause endless trouble because they cause misunderstandings. If you give an ambiguous instruction, meaning an instruction that is worded in such a way that it could be properly understood with multiple meanings, then your intended meaning would not be the meaning that was understood by the others. No, each individual would get the wrong end of the stick, and later, when each person realized that they misunderstood what you said, the arguments would start. Question: to what degree are you crystal clear in your use of language? And to what degree do you have problems expressing your meaning in words? Do you often say to yourself, "I know what I mean, but I can't explain it"? If you do have problems with communication, then you should make sure your short management training course has some good content covering accurate communication, both in the spoken and written form. 3. Time management and planning skills. Now you are communicating about the goal, you can start to build practical plans of action. Planning ahead is the next management skill. This involves all the time management subset skills. Meaning the P-list: planning, prioritizing, preparation, prevention, protocols, and, in addition, delegating and decision making. You have to be a good planner. You have to be able to create intelligent, practical plans of action that describe exactly how your team is intending to achieve the goals to which you are committed. You need to be able to gather the facts and integrate them into plans. Some people are good planners. And some people are not. You need to be a good planner. You need to be a good time manager. Question: Are you a good planner? Are you good at time management? Are you good at the P-list items? Are you good at prioritizing, delegating, organizing, and preparing in advance? Your short course should cover the issue of time management and planning. 4. Rational conflict management skills. As soon as you start planning and making decisions as to who is going to do what, you will meet with resistance. Some of the team won't agree with you. They won't like the goal. They won't like the plan. You will find yourself in conflict with some members of the group. You must be able to handle this conflict. And you must be able to handle this conflict rationally. Meaning, you must be able to handle the conflict logically, coolly, without great amounts of anger or bitterness. Some people cannot handle conflict logically, coolly, and without anger. During conflict situations, some managers do indeed become angry. They lose their cool, and they lose their logic. This is not good. Other managers run away from conflict situations. They find the whole issue too difficult. They evade all conflict conversations and run away from difficult issues. This is not good. You must learn to be a rational conflict manager. Question: When in conflict situations are you more the rational type? More the emotional type? More the evader type? If you are attending a short manager course, you should ensure that it covers rational conflict management. 5. Self-discipline and self-control. As a manager, you are the source of motivation, the source of strength, the source of control in the team. Or at least you should be. But the question arises, who motivates the motivator? Who strengthens the strength giver? Who controls the controller? Answer: Nobody. The manager must be a self-sustaining, self-generating source of power. The manager must be able to master himself, herself. Question: If the manager cannot manage himself, then how could he or she manage other people? The manager must be a self-motivator. The manager must be able to self-generate confidence, motivation, energy, optimism, good humor, cooperative spirit, concentration, and a positive mental attitude. And they should be able to do that, to order, even when the external circumstances are difficult. In fact, they should be able to do that, especially when the external circumstances are difficult. Question: To what degree are you able to self-generate a positive mental attitude, especially during tough times? If you are attending a short management course, then you should ensure that it covers personal management skills. 6. Leadership. Now, theoretically, you have already covered the following 5 attributes. You have covered goal setting, you have good communication skills, you have good plans, you can handle the dissenters, you can manage your own emotions. So now you are in a good position to put that together and develop your leadership skills. Leaders are those people who can set out a goal and inspire other people to achieve it. Leaders have the ability to plant into the minds of others an idea that will inspire them to work hard to achieve the goal. Leaders can inspire others into positive action. Question: Are you able to inspire other people into taking positive action? Are you able to galvanize others into action? Or do you have no noticeable effect on the willingness of others to work hard? Or do you tend to demotivate or distract others from their work? If you are attending a short management course, then you should ensure that it covers the issue of leadership skills. Summary: If you are attending a short management training course, it should cover all the essential skills. They are goal setting skills, accurate communication skills, time management and planning skills, rational conflict management skills, self-discipline and self-control, positive mental attitude skills, leadership skills. If you want to attend our short management training course that covers all 6 items, then follow the link. Thank you.